call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
I've been so many places, done so many things, spent all my time searching for the perfect song to sing. And now I'm so much older, I finally got it right, and I realize that that song is my life.
I'm growing stronger, so much wiser.
Won't you please listen to my song?
There is no way I could ever turn back now.
Won't you please listen to my song? La 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 la. Listen to my song.
Welcome to Nellascope, the podcast. I'm Chris Nella. I'm a singer, producer, songwriter, composer, and author. And I'm on a mission to make this independent artist grind 100 times smoother. Nellascope is a podcast all about helping you embrace the process, embrace the journey, helping you become a well-monetized, well-rounded, efficient independent artist. I'll share some education, some tips, some real life experiences, all so you can improve your creative grind. Stay tuned as we change the independent artist game as we talk about music, technology, and life. What's going on? It's me, Chris Nella, and thank you so much for joining me for season one of Nellascope, the podcast. Just going to jump right into the format. What you can expect to hear on Nellascope, the podcast: good music, information and technology, artistry, things of the sort. The reason for this podcast was three simple reasons. I want to educate, I want to empower, and I want to inform. For those of you who don't know me, I am a 20 plus year veteran. I've seen some harsh realities, lost, spent thousands of dollars. Simply put, I want to help other people. If I would have had someone to help me in my artistry at a much earlier age, I'd be a kabillionaire. You understand me? What we want to talk about, let me lay it out, put my cards on the table. We're going to hear some great music, guys. The first segment of the show is going to be called Indie Fire, Fire, Fire. That's F-I-Y-A, Indie Fire. It will be 100% fresh from the oven. Independent artist. That's right. You heard it. 100% independent artist on the Indie Fire segment. Yes, sir. Then I'm going to give some real life experience, guys, because everything that I've seen since I've been 13 hasn't all been good. I'm going to be real with you. It's real in these streets. You better believe that. And I want to talk about technology. This is where you want to be if you want to know how to build your home studio, if you want to know how to manufacture a certain sound, if you want to know how to get a world-class sound without spending world-class money, you understand me? I can help with those. I plan to help with those all here on Nellascope. Now, without further ado, here's the topic for today, guys. The topic for today is indie artists versus label artists. I've been given the privilege to be able to look at both sides and weigh them both out. I'm going to give fair assessment for both here on Nellascope, the podcast. But before we jump into today's topic, it's time for the very first segment of Indie Fire. The song we're going to play today is a song brought to us by my bro, King B. I know you guys remember him from the first episode of Nellascope with that great song, Agape Love. His brand new song is entitled So Simple, and that song is featuring Tim Das on the vocals. Guys, I hope you enjoy it. Tell all your friends and family and your mama and them. Tell them that you heard it here first on Nelloscope. And again, this is King B featuring Tim Das with So Simple. Enjoy.
Another young in front of projects, beating on a table, always knew I was a prospect. Started from the bottom where the killers pulling tops back. Used to be that little jit saying I'm a cop that. Convertible drop with the bug eyes. Always been a ladies man, never was a tough guy. I was writing rhymes, ain't had no time to puff lie. I was bumping Biggie and all the ghetto alumni. I was plotting heavy cause everybody was dumb fly. 2020 vision, B had to turn on my third eye. Live from the jungle, we rumble, nobody fight fair. Dreams disappear when you suffocating your nightmares. Standing in the paint, I'm here, ain't going nowhere. Fred Astaire's, get you G-checked like you some night air. Nasty with the flow, no rookie, I'm talking light years. 10 toes down, no cap, I'm standing right here.
So simple, yeah. At times we try to
remember days and nights we grind smarter. G for a charter, flows was a little harder. Knew I run the game like Nino and Wayne Carter. Never had money, but I perfected the barter. Had a blueprint, but we was cooking on the come up. Thug motivation, we were grinding for the one up. Do this for my dog, just want him to put the guns up. Got it from the dirt, so ain't nobody gon' run us. Teflon Don's respond, we gon' cut up. Cut from a whole different cloth, who gon' touch us? I ain't signed a deal with the label, they try and cuff us. Modern day oppression, they wanted to see us suffer. Back in my bag, I'm taxing, I had enough of. Put them in their place if they thinking they tougher. Used to hate us then, but now they saying they love us. Used to throw shade, but I'm going
now
back undercover.
So simple, yeah. At times we try to.
And that was King B, So Simple, featuring Tim Das. That song is available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you download it today. Get some good music on your playlist. Let's go ahead and jump into today's topic, indie artist versus label artist. Let's go ahead and get deep into it right now. The topic for today is indie versus label. I know there's been a couple of times whereas you really wanted to know the truth about the two guys. Today here on Nelloscope on this podcast is going to be broken down for you. Let's go ahead and jump into today's topic, indie versus label. First of all, I've been fortunate enough to have a major label record deal and be an indie artist. So I have the best of both worlds. So I'm very excited about that. So I can come at them very objectively. So I'm not for or against one. I'm here to only present the facts as your friend. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just talk about each one briefly, give some pros and some cons on each one of these so you can make your own educated decision. Let's jump right into it. First of all, a major record label. What that is, a major record label is a company. It is a company, a business that has hundreds of millions of dollars behind them, allowing them to properly fund all of the world's biggest artists. But if you read anywhere in the news online, the major music label industry is failing, with popular radio kind of falling off to the wayside, the introduction of online social networks and digital music retail stores like Amazon, the pathways of conducting business at the major labels is all but dead. Most major record label companies are in a transition period and they are struggling badly. So with the surge of independent artists, most major record labels are beginning to embrace the same methods that indies use. And they do that because they want to survive. In order for them to still be around, they can't die off. So they're using some of the same techniques that indies are using. So let's go ahead and dive into this topic, indie versus label. I want to give two pros, two cons on each one. Let's start off with the independent artists. Here are the pros. My favorite, and I think the one that can mean the most to you in the long haul of it. Artists get the rights to their music. So that's my first pro. If you're an indie artist, you get the rights to your music. This is a huge benefit. So with the recent growth of exposure of indie artists in the media field, like TVs, movies, video games, this is where being an indie artist and having ownership of your music could really benefit you down the line. Because again, there's no middleman. You're the front man. You're the back man. You're the guy that counts the money. You are everything. Every decision is on your shoulder. So by being allowed to keep the rights to all your hard-earned music, you have the option to do whatever you would like to do. Once the deal has been made with the external media company, you have creative control as an indie artist. So that's my number one. Artists get the rights to their music. Number two pro for an indie artist, close personal relationship. It's easier to build a fan following, or today, a tribe. And that tribe is people that are insane about your brand, your product, your music, your sound. Being an indie artist, it's easy to build a one-on-one relationship. Now, one thing I want you to know, this is ever so important fiscally or monetarily for indie artists. Let's say that you want to make a full-time living being an indie artist. You might think it's impossible, but I'm going to keep it 100 with you. If you, as an independent artist, only had 100 fans, that's right, you heard me, 100 fans. It doesn't take 2 million or 3 million, although that would be nice. But if you had 100 fans, let me explain to you the depth of the fans. These fans, after really spending intimate time being an independent artist, you've developed them into super fans. So out of the 100 fans, each fan spends at least a minimum of $100 in a fiscal year, 365 days. So 100 times 100, and that money is going to you. You do the math. Just on that alone, that is $10,000 that goes directly into your pocket. So you get my point. Being an independent artist, there is a pro of a close relationship, and being an independent artist, you get the rights to your music. Let's discuss a couple of cons of being an indie artist here on Nelloscope. Lack of funds. Shortage of the cheddar. This is the most common issue for independent artists. A lack of funding means a smaller budget for recording, promotion, tour support, local tour support, world tour, whatever the case may be. And usually, I'm just going to speak about my own experiences with that lack of external funding. It leads you to kind of overworking yourself because you're promoting yourself instead of your music. So that could be considered a con. The next is disorganization. the fact is, guys, most artists are still 9-to-5 working dads and mom. Time in real life can be a bummer on creativity, expanding your brand, making your brand larger. That is a con because we don't have external funding. We don't have angel investors. And so we got to go and get the bag ourselves. But being an independent artist, again, as I always say, the decision lies on your shoulders. So now that we discussed the pros and the cons of independent artists, let's jump into the pros of a major record label. Number one pro, they have excessive amounts of funding. And yes, I say excessive googals, a whole lot, a heap of money, because the simple fact, they're a business and they're there to profit. They're making money hand over fist off the backs of their product slash investment slash artists. They have greater funds at their disposal, at their fingertips. This extra money usually means that major labels, they're able to fund high quality production, global distribution, digital distribution to major online outlets, do some fantastic promotions. They can fund world tours and dope video shoots. I'm talking about riding with in the Ferraris and whipping and popping bottles. That's what a major record label can do. Now, hear me and hear me well. With the major distribution, don't limit yourself just because you're indie artist. I know a couple of indie artists, one being my man Brenton. Shout out to Brenton at God Chasers. He has major distribution and he did it himself. He negotiated and it was also some favor, but he negotiated his own deal and came up. So it's not undoable. Just keep your head on straight, build your brand, and always be a business person because it's a business. Number two pro, the first pro was excessive amounts of money. The second is their size and reputation. Major labels, size and reputation can make a huge difference when dealing with the biggest names in music, the retailers, the digital distributors, and people that are hungry for your product. It may be harder for some smaller indie labels to influence, say, a Target in Japan or Walmart in Timbuktu or whatever the case may be. But with their size and reputation, they can stomp on in there in their big black boots and say, hey, this is my artist. You'll love them. I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Take it. And with a major record label, number two, their size and reputation can help you with that. Now, let's jump into the cons. With a major record label, as I said, they are a business. Consider them as a conveyor belt. You know, like, you know, you got a belt with a product on the conveyor belt and they're spaced away from each other. And the fact is, there's quality control on that conveyor belt. Some of those products don't make it off that conveyor belt because they may be defective or they're not working properly. I liken any major record label to a conveyor belt because, again, they are a business. They're there to churn money, as much money as they possibly can. With a major record label, you may find yourself fighting for attention. That is one of the major cons. Or in layman's terms, you'll end up what we call shelf. I don't think they'll put you on an actual shelf, but your music will get pushed back further and further. Your appearances will shrink. Your music will be delayed if you don't continuously stay in communication with your team, the president of the company, A&R, the producers. Because the fact is, with the major record label in the hierarchy of things, you're number five or number six, where you should be number one, but you're number five or number six. So it's important that you keep in good terms with all of your team and keep everything on all cylinders. Keep it popping, because if not, you may find yourself in a battle for attention more than working to further your career with a major label. That's number one. Number two, artist unfriendly deals. If you have not heard of the 360 deal, look it up. But being that a major record label company is a business, they will likely do anything and everything to profit from their investment. And their investment is you. So they own you. They own your music. They own your brand. They own your likeness. So they can make a Chris Nella. If I were on a major record label, they can make a Chris Nella doll and get a large chunk of that because you're the investment. They own your likeness. So look up the 360 deal when you turn off the podcast. It is something to behold. But a lot of people get took with the 360 deal. And that's usually just for major record labels. So with those facts, this is the last thing I'm going to touch on. Royalties. Most major record labels, they offer a standard of about 10 to 15%. And that was for full CDs. But guys, guess what? Pretty much everybody does singles now. So with that 10 to 15% of $1.29, you have to sell 19 gazillion copies to really make a comfortable living as an artist. However, being an indie artist, if you smelt it, you dealt it. Your hard work pays off here. If you sell 1,000 singles at $150 a piece, guess what? You get that money. You distribute it among your teams, your producers, but you still have the ownership over it. You still have the ownership over it. And here's another thing that the business side of record companies offer. Advances. A lot of guys don't understand. A lot of people don't understand. Any advances or funds that are given by your major record label, they are not a gift. They are expected to be paid back before you receive any money. So don't think that that Land Rover and that gold chain and that apartment that they're paying for is all gonna be recouped. That's a pro and a con at the same time. But basically, those are the main pros and cons against indie artists and major record labels. And guys, I want you to think soberly. I want you to make your own decision of what you want to pursue in life. It's not too late. Please hear me. It's not too late to pursue that dream of being an indie artist or having a deal with a major record label. I hope I cleared it up for you today. And now it's time for Nella News and More.
Nella News
and More. This year, Madem is going online. You heard me right. So for my performers, my producers, my music executives, go to www.madem.com. They're going online the 2nd through the 5th of June this year. So go there, fill out the information, and someone will contact you with your login information. This is a great chance to get some networking in, get some keynote speakers, some professional keynote speakers that have actually done things there online in the comfort of your own pajamas, and soak up that information to better yourself, to better your product, to better your artist, to better your brand. I recommend it for every creative that wants to grow and that wants to network. Again, madem.com. They're going online, guys. It's digital. Usually this would be a very expensive process because it's held yearly in France. Yes, ooh la la. So this is an opportunity that you don't want to pass up. They're going digital. They're going online. It is going to be the free 99. This is something that I don't think anybody should pass up. And that was your Nella News. And now it's time for the second segment of Indie Fire. This next song is brought to us by an artist by the name of Brinson, a personal friend of mine, great man who has shared some pertinent knowledge with me over the years. And I'd like to share his song, his music with you. The name of his song is Aqua Drip. This song is available on all streaming platforms wherever music can be downloaded and streamed. Here it is, Aqua Drip by Brinson, here on Nellascope the Podcast. Enjoy.
They so envious. We gon' walk on water and we outta here. I don't know why they so envious. We gon' walk on water and we outta here.
Came through with the drill.
On the chain, yeah, for my sin, Christ hang, trip look like rain, pride gang, 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 pride gang, 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 diamonds in my veins, diamonds in my slang,
Porto dripping, I'm so salt, you know what I'm reppin', new hope, so fly, Randy,
savage top row. Walking on aqua, ain't got no boat.
I don't know why they so envious. We gon' walk on water and we outta here. I don't know why they so envious. We gon' walk on water and we outta here.
Came through with the drill.
Dabbing and glistening.
Yeah.
That hate, I ain't listening.
Yeah.
The father petitioning.
Yeah.
Call us the fishermen.
Yeah, yeah.
Call us the children of light, the children of God, the one from the most high. Most of us, we culture crush, we post and such to show us trust, promote the most high.
Yeah.
My faith on margin pool.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's bigger than the hating you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You ain't got the envy me.
No.
This drip I got the key.
I don't know why they so envious. We gon' walk on water and we outta here. I don't know why they so envious. We gon' walk on water and we outta here.
Came through with the drill.
And that was Brinson with Aqua Drip. Again, that song is available on all streaming platforms or wherever music is downloaded and streamed. And now it's time for today's tech tips. Today's tech tip are monitors, Personas Iris E3. They're 3.5-inch powered studio monitors. They sound great. They're only $99.95. They have a 5-star rating, guys. You understand what I'm saying? They're 50 watts. They have RCA and audio inputs. You can even input your smartphone or your media player to get that mix just right. Guys, these are some speakers that I recommend. They're only $99.95, the Personas Iris E3. And that's today's tech tip. And now it's time for my favorite segment of the show. It's called Moments to Be Inspired. Today's moment to be inspired by is one of my favorite quotes. And I hope this inspires you. Wherever you are, especially in this time of uncertainty, I hope this quote inspires you to go to the next level. Greatness is a lot of small things done well over time. Again, greatness is a lot of small things done well over time. And that was today's moment to be inspired by. I hope it empowered you. And episode 4 is a wrap. Guys, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me each and every week here on Nelloscope, the podcast. The first Indy 5 segment was brought to us by my friend King B featuring Tim Doss with So Simple. That song is available anywhere where downloads are available, where streaming music is available. Our second Indie Fire segment was Aqua Drip by Brinson. It's available anywhere. Streaming music is available. Guys, I'd like to thank you for listening. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Nelloscope. I also like to hear from you. Send me a DM. It really means the world to me to know that I'm helping and inspiring people. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their mom and them. Nelloscope, the podcast, is here for the people. I love you, but God loves you more. And one thing, guys, God is not mad at you. He is madly in love with you. Let that sizzle in your spirit. It's your man, Chris Nella. This is Nelloscope, the podcast, episode 4. Make sure you join us next week when we find out the proper way to write a song. Guys, it's your man, Chris Nella, and I'm out.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's #1 podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.